I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, April 13th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. I think wild and dystopic because of what's gone on the last two or three days. So over the last couple two or three days, the last 2 days in particular, we unpacked the subject of Mormonism. And from what I heard from Brian yesterday, it was not well received. It was not meant in a spirit of malice, just to go back to that. And I think, you know, if you listen to what I was saying, I defy anyone to find me a point at which I spoke with malice or that anything that I offered was in malice. It was not in a spirit of malice. It was to present the facts as they are and to tell the truth, which is Mormonism is built on a fraud and a deception. And that's unfortunate. You know, yesterday we played an extended clip from Mike Winger's video, Calvary Chapel pastor Mike Winger. His video titled, I Think I Have Proof That Mormonism Is Not True. And we played some other things, obviously. Some clips from the 2002 documentary, The Lost Book of Abraham, for example. And also Walter Martin back in 1985 at Brigham City, actually. Brigham City, Utah. So commenting about, you know, the authority on which the critique is made. And it's a legitimate authority. And even from, as Walter Martin pointed out, from the Mormon Church itself and leadership, if there be any error, convince us of our errors of doctrine, if we have any, by reason, by logical argument, or by the Word of God. And that's exactly what we did. So, it's unfortunate, I think, that maybe that was misunderstood. I don't think it's mean or cruel to tell the truth. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's hard to hear. But it's good medicine, so to speak. And it's not a kind thing to allow the error to be perpetuated. And I think, you know, one of the things that's interesting, and this all sort of, I think we can say, you know, sort of began on Monday with the discussion of Stephen Covey. And I think I approached the subject gently. I didn't speak ill of Stephen Covey. Quite the contrary. I've been very complimentary. I still am. I think very highly of Stephen Covey. But I said, I just mentioned casually that, you know, there is the issue of Mormonism that is, you know, perhaps problematic. And I was intentionally not entirely direct. I didn't want to dive down the rabbit hole, certainly not at that moment. And I left it intentionally somewhat vague at that point, because I do obviously think very highly of Stephen Covey and many other folks, but it is what it is. The subject matter is what it is. You know, Dallas Jenkins and The Chosen, I've spoken about that. I think we've played the clip of him doubling down, as we hear, on this idea that it's the same Jesus. We believe in the same Jesus. Me, he says, you know, me as a non-denominational, you know, Christian, and the producers of The Chosen, and it's the same Jesus. Is it really? Because I don't see in my Bible anywhere where Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer and a created being. I don't see any of that. These things are problematic. These are damnable heresies in the Christian faith. And I spoke to that too. This is not a matter to take lightly, which is why we ended up going down the rabbit hole. But it's interesting how, you know, from what I have heard anyway, I don't know how everyone feels about it, but from what I heard, this was very controversial, which is interesting, I think. And I think it's a testament to what I've really been getting at these last few months. This is just a symptom of a much larger problem. And for us here in America, I don't think we want our sacred taboos disturbed. And so this was evidence of Harold Bloom's point that most Americans are basically Gnostic and don't even know it, especially the Christian church, so-called. No idea, holding these ideas. And I've, you know, along the way the last few days, I talked about that, some specific examples. You know, the word atonement, for example, and this concept of at-one-ment. Is it heretical in a Christian sense to say at-one-ment? And the answer is maybe. It depends on context. So like I said, whenever it was, considering that term, you know, This is like the communism point, which is why I've been saying for a while now that it's all about context. It sounds cliche to say, you know, it's all about meta, but it is. And so the example I gave on Monday, Resurrection Monday, was that, you know, if when you say at-one-ment, if what we're talking about is what one would naturally presume, that is, you know, two separate and distinct persons, God and man, are united in common cause and purpose, we being aligned with him, our, you know, we being reconciled to him, then atonement or at-one-ment is correct. If, however, we are conflating the term at-one-ment with, you know, a Gnostic concept and the idea of, you know, two separate and distinct persons being absorbed into one another, you know, in singularity sort of fashion. And then on Tuesday, Maria called in, and she said, I heard you mention Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and we talked about that a little bit. This would be along those lines, Christians who are Chardinians, basically, and don't even know it. If we're talking about that, when we say at-one-ment, then that's heresy. Absorbed into one another as some, you know, mystical monastic force. That is deception. And so was the subject of Mormonism. So I don't think it's a bad thing to tell the truth. And furthermore, it's an interesting thing. You know, on this broadcast, way back in the beginning, I suppose, you know, about 2006, 2007, Dr. Truott, A. Truott, was on the broadcast, and I had an opportunity to spend some time with him personally, actually, in the North Idaho area. And I remember not really talking to him about the subject of Mormonism, because, you know, he came out of that, but doing a little bit of research, and he had spoken about it. There was one video in particular you could find where he talked about it, and it was problematic. And so, you know, I mean, but he was a person who had rank and authority to some degree in the Mormon Church, if I remember correctly. And so you wonder, for people who are so smart, Glenn Beck, for example, people who are so smart, this is what we played, is common knowledge. I mean, you heard, if you've been listening over the last couple of days, you heard Pastor Mike Winger say, basically what he presented was kind of a repackaging of material that's been out for 50 plus years. Ever since the discovery of the Lost Papyri in the late 60s. So, you know, between the discovery of the Lost Papyri and the fact that, you know, now we have the Rosetta Stone, and it's, you know, common knowledge worldwide, not difficult to unpack this discussion in very short order. And guess what? It turns out Joseph Smith was a fraud. So, anyway, I think we should probably move on. I'm just going to say I welcome your comments. If you have a if you have a, well, the phone lines are open. We'll just leave it at that. Feel free to call in and discuss this. We can discuss anything. That's fine. I thought it was interesting. For example, that you called in, Brian, yesterday. I don't understand what your dog is in that fight. So it's early on. We have lots of time. We don't have to wait until the last minute. Not saying that anybody does that intentionally. I'm just saying the floor is open for anybody who wants to discuss this either way. Might be interesting. So phone lines are open. Local 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. And toll free if you live in a cave and don't have free long distance anymore. Everybody has a cell phone now. No, but seriously, just saying use it sparingly if you can, please. 800-313-9443. It's toll free for you, but it costs the network. 800-313-9443. And speaking of that, feel free to support the network. RBN is listener supported. There is no Ford Foundation grant. Probably never will be, because we are kind of an anti-Ford Foundation organization, if you know what I mean. And if you've listened to this network for any length of time, you probably do. So, there's that. There is a thing or two we might play. Did you hear Naomi Wolf at Hillsdale College talking about the Pfizer documents? That's interesting. The last 5 minutes or so of the clip that Hillsdale published is on YouTube is interesting. And then there's the full speech you can watch over at Hillsdale. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was there. Jordan Satchel. Gerald Posner. Interesting stuff going on, and basically, I mean, it's horrifying, but it's the thing, you know, that we all already know, unfortunately, which is that people who got lured into this experimental technology are, it's not good, and it's kind of anyone's guess how to undo the problems that have been created, if it at all possible. And this is exactly kind of, I mean, this is the kind of the scheme boiled down, you know, in a nutshell, as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has pointed out. How did she say it? If I can find it real fast. Vaccines are the backbone of the entire pharmaceutical industry. If they can make these children sick from a very early age, they become customers for life. The money isn't really to be made in the vaccine industry. The money is to be made. The money is made by Big Pharma with all of these drugs that are given to treat and address all the illnesses that are subsequent to the side effects of vaccines. And there's also, you know, the eliminationist strategy. How can we get rid of a bunch of, you know, the useless classes, Harari would say. Stick around. We'll go to the phones when we come back.
A class action lawsuit over censorship has been filed. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Children's Health Defense has filed a lawsuit against President Biden and several top offices over government pressuring social media companies to censor users. The First Amendment is clear. The government cannot stifle speech. Asking a third party, like a social media company, to censor is still a violation of our rights. No matter who is actually doing the censoring, if it's being directed by the government, then it is a violation of First Amendment protected speech. Any government who silences anyone who questions their authority is tyrannical and authoritarian. My question is, why did it take so long to file this lawsuit? The White House admitted that they were doing this 2 years ago. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sebas Pashem, Parabellum. Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Speaking of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you know, you can go to any number of her pages. Here's one, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Are vaccines necessary? Two YouTube videos, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Vaccines, A Crime Against Humanity, and UNICEF Tracking Anti-Vaccine Sentiment on the Net. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. This video has been removed for violating YouTube's terms of service, and this video is just unavailable. This is unavailable, not available anymore. I'm sorry, Dave. No one ever made those videos. So, yeah. And speaking of censorship, as you heard in the break, I mentioned Naomi Wolf. And if you watch that clip, speaking of this kind of stuff, it is titled Hillsdale. It's published by Hillsdale College, titled What's in the Pfizer Documents? Naomi Wolf, published 2 days ago, April 11, 2023, she talks, I think it's around the 10-minute mark in the 15 or 16-minute video, about how there was a concerted effort by the White House, CDC, DHS, and others to colluding to deplatform her on Twitter and then run a smear campaign. So, yes, Virginia, there is indeed a conspiracy. There is a neo-feudalist, you know, fascist agenda occurring out in plain sight. Anyway, to the phones, Lynn in Maryland, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I want you to know.
I have to say real fast that a little birdie asked me about, you know, if I had read some things. I said no, and then someone saw to it that those things were sent to me, so.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what was the point? Because you covered them all. Well, you can catch up on the thing about the horses. You brought that up, I think, last week, the end of the week. But Monday morning, at the very beginning, you had me in tears for an hour. You started out by talking about the importance of our faithfulness and our obedience and our being honest. And I have a huge problem that since my brain injury, my executive function doesn't work. And not crying in a bad way. I mean, I was so grateful. But also, I am grateful that you covered this thing about Mormonism, because one of the things that happened to me after my brain injury was, after the foul smell left my head and I could live without total silence after about a year, I started watching Christian TV. And I was watching this program, and I started doing a series on cults and Christian cults. But it wasn't even what they did. It was actually when I went online and started doing searches that all sorts of stuff opened up to me. And it led me to know the truth. And to
cults
actually read my Bible. and what I did was I asked God to help me to put out of my mind anything I'd ever believed, been taught, you know, drummed into me from anybody, anytime, and just make me a clean slate. And I wanted to know what he said, and I would accept what he said as truth, mm-hmm. and to give me his wisdom and understanding. And I was absolutely amazed, because nobody in all my years, and I was probably almost 60 then, had told me the truth, had told me all the truth. You know how churches always say, well, you know, we have our differences, but as long as they're not the major things, well, explain to me what aren't the major things.
It's not a salvation issue is kind of how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah, but it turns out it all is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, if we don't know the truth, we will get pulled in with somebody who is very convincing and tells you, but this is what it really means.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have shelves of books that do that. And mm-hmm. it's like, but that's not what it means. Diagram the sentence. I mean, it's not hard.
Well, and on that, you know, again,
I mean, churches, we have problems because we have people who've been taught falsehoods in seminary, and it's been drummed into them. They believe in Darby's dispensationalism.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now you're tilting at another sacred cow.
Let me hit the rails. Let me hit the other rail.
Yeah.
Because I was already reading Walter Martin's book, and I'm like, how come you don't cover Catholicism? Now, this is coming from somebody who was raised Catholic, okay?
Okay, now, let me just add a parenthetical. Actually, are we headed into a break here?
Yeah, music.
We're headed into a break. We'll unpack that a little bit when we come back. I got a little parenthetical aside when we come back on that. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So to finish the aside briefly, let me just say it this way: Are there people who identify as Mormon or Catholic who are saved? Undoubtedly, I would say, but it is in spite of, not because of. And what I mean is, in other words, the saved Catholic, for example, says to themselves, "I know because the Bible tells me so," as the song goes. And the Holy Ghost agrees, Holy Spirit agrees, that calling some man father is wrong. Jesus said so, in fact. Or worshiping Mary as the goddess of a thousand names by another name is heresy, and so on. But then you hear the biblical call, the admonition of Revelation 18:4, which is an echo of Jeremiah 51:45, come out of her, my people. Come out of Mystery Babylon, which you see in Revelation 18. Obviously, come out of her, my people, in Jeremiah 51, save your lives, each of you, from the fierce anger of the Lord. And why is he angry? Because he's a jealous God. And he says in Exodus 20, verse 3, that we're not supposed to have anything before him. Nothing. And, you know, if you know the truth, but you're still hanging out in these clubs because of maybe social status or whatever, that's not a good thing. And so the point of all of this, you know, the thing of the last couple of days in particular, for example, is not to criticize anyone in particular. It is to say that this is deception and that we should come out of it, as the biblical admonition tells us. It's for life. So, there's my aside.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I was thinking was the thing that keeps us trapped in falsehood. And I see it in some Christian groups. It's the whole cult tactics. And I'm not even talking about a particular group being a cult right now. I'm talking about the tactics that, you know, the shaming, the humiliation, the, and usually it doesn't, it's done to one person to warn everybody else in the group, like, don't even think about it. You know, here's what's going to come. Here comes the shunning. Here comes the separation, and you've already been in a group that, you know, you're the only way, you know, so if you don't have them, my God, where are you going to go? You know, what do you have? Nothing. You'll be nothing. And that is overpowering psychologically for a lot of people.
If I'm something,
and a lot of groups are run by psychopaths to begin with.
Yeah.
And they're narcissists. And so you've got all of these emotional things in play, and you've built up a entire society and town. And like, you think of the Catholic Church, and I'll use the Catholic Church because I know it. It's huge. It's powerful. It's got tons of money. And believe me, the false beliefs that are anti-biblical are off the chart.
Well, you know, and there's,
Mary's,
you know,
the co-redemptrix. That isn't true. We have one mediator between God and us, and it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But the other thing that we all do is we turn Jesus into the Jesus we want. The same way, I started reading a book called Simply Trinity.
Yeah, and he's not a talisman.
The thing about the Holy Spirit is, like, perfect when it comes to a definition of communitarianism in it. I mean, Lark would love it. But, again, as I started reading it, I'm like, no, but this isn't true. One, I don't like anything that has to go to church fathers. You know, I don't want to hear church fathers. I've got the Bible.
Right.
I don't need somebody to interpret that for me. You know, if we're saved and we have the Holy Spirit, we don't need any man to teach us, is what 1 John says.
And 1 Corinthians 2, the secret
word
decoder
means
ring.
What it says.
Yeah.
We can stand on it. You know,
1 Corinthians 2:15, he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Yeah. Now, the other part of that, though, is that we need to be humble enough to let our biases get out of the way so that we can, one, hear what's not true and know it because we know the truth, which the truth is found in the Word, not twisted to our own. Because, I mean, you can listen to people prophesy day and night and they say all sorts of hooey, you know, and I'm like, but they already false prophesied once. The Bible's real clear. You don't get a do-over in that one.
No, exactly.
You messed
in
up,
fact, you're...
And we don't need a prophet now.
Consider yourself fortunate if you do that and they don't take you to the edge of town and say you're not prophesying anymore, so...
No, but what they'll do is don't speak up against them, because that's when you will be shunned and embarrassed and dragged across the coals. But two things is that the false belief of cults has come into our churches and all churches. Now, we all get the Constitution, and people can believe whatever they want to believe in our country. You can believe any and have no religion or any religion. But when it comes to truth, as Christians, we know there is truth. And truth isn't, you know, there aren't three truths. There's truth. I mean, look at a truth table. There's truth. And if people say something, though, we hear something three or four times, or from the time we were born, we believe it. Especially when somebody with a PhD is going to be the Bible expert and tell you you're wrong. And, you know, it's kind of like we're saved on this side of eternity. What we do in this life is going to determine what happens in the next. You know, the false teaching about being saved after death, that comes out of Jehovah's Witnesses. That's what the Dawn Bible Student School teaches. That's not what Jesus taught. That's not what the apostles taught. And the other, just because I actually heard a couple things this week that don't align with Scripture, Jesus, yes, turned, his first miracle was turning water into wine. But Jesus didn't turn stones into bread. That was the first temptation that the devil offered to Jesus in the wilderness was, you know,
and in that moment, by the way, in that wilderness moment, gets right to the heart of what I've said, you know. So you can read that and wonder, I think, scratch your head for a long time, what is the, you know, why doesn't he? He's hungry. What is the point? When is the point at which, you know, he can finally eat? Why doesn't he do that? Or, you know, hey, take a leap off this cliff, and, you know, he will give his angels charge over you to bear you up. And so why not do that? You know, quoting Psalm 91. And the point is that meta context that I keep mentioning, who's in charge? Who decides? Is it his will or is it the Father's will?
Yeah,
who's
and
in
it
charge?
Was even Jesus saying he was submitted to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
And he quotes the Word of God, but yep. The devil quotes the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, Jesus
misappropriating
isn't going to do anything. He's you know, he obeys his Father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. and you know, fortunately, we have him, because without him, we have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have no hope. And actually, another book I ran across recently that if I thought the Council for National Policy was bad, do you know about the family?
An organization, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to recommend a book to you. Because I have to tell you, I've only read the introduction and wrote the pages for the footnotes. So it's by Jeff Charlotte, Sharlett, The Family, and I think he wrote it in about 2008. Actually, the Council for National Policy obviously springs out of this, and it was only somewhat secretive. This is scary, because they've been at this for more than decades,
mm-hmm.
and it's all taking the Word of God and turning it into politics and power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that frightens me. I mean, I'm worried. I'm worried about all of us. I'm worried about where we're going. I'm worried about people's anger and hatred. Mm-hmm. And we don't hate each other. You know,
No. It's
you know, it's kind of like saying that a certain religion is a cult. They are cults.
Well,
they don't.
That reminds me.
And we don't have to label it, but it's not the truth. And we aren't loving people.
That reminds me of the clip that we play of Malcolm X from time to time saying the majority of the American people are not racist, they're not segregationists, they're not this, it's the power faction that does that. Why? Which reminds me, again, you know, to your point that you're making, these groups that perpetrate this on people or continue to perpetuate it over generations. Why? Because it's power. And if you start getting into the planned society conversation that we're talking about. You know, if you're a person who's built an organization like a Verizon or, you know, some large organization at some level, you understand this fiat Ponzi scheme. And that's why, you know, they talk about in sales meetings, perpetual growth and things, because if you don't do that in a fiat system, eventually, you know, there is no stasis. You're either growing or your business will go away. And so in a planned society, if you can get everyone kind of dumbed down a little bit and in herd think mode, then if you just roll something out, you know, a commercial campaign or something, then everyone adopts that thing. This is, you know, I've mentioned this from Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders, for example. And that, you know, it is tremendously powerful to be able to do that, you know, like you're saying. So
it's what dominionists love. Mm-hmm. If you're the one with the power, everybody else is a serf. And so you have the power and the money and the connections, and you don't have to worry about being challenged. But on top of that, those of us who don't know the truth, we will be lost. And we have a responsibility to know the truth, because the truth will, you know, we're probably not going to make it out of this life alive. You know, the odds are.
It's less and less.
You know, they want to teach a rapture. That isn't true either. Just read the last four chapters of the book of Revelation and you'll get it. But they always skip Revelation 20 for some reason. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, our faith can cost us our lives, because it costs other people their lives to stand up for truth.
Yeah.
But we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And this side of eternity is short, very short. So what we do now does matter. And we've got the Word of God, so we can know the truth. And we have His Holy Spirit. We don't have to bend it for our personal agenda.
What did Jesus say? Speaking of the rapture, Jesus prayed, "I pray not that thou should shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil."
They are
not of the world, even as I am not of the world, he said. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
And some people are going to make it through the tribulation. This world populates again. Dead people don't populate. You know, not that he couldn't create more people. He's God. But there are people that make it through. Not many. Look how many of the were the remnant that made it into the promised land, too. That's a pretty small remnant. But you only need two to tango anyway. Though you need somebody other than Joshua and Caleb, you know, if you're going to repopulate.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, because the thing is, and what I hear from you, is that nothing is said in anger or judgmentalism.
Mm-mm.
And I don't think how anybody could take it that way. You know, we tell people, or we try to, but not in, like, we're better than or no more, or, you know, in humility and caring and loving other people. Because I don't want anybody to end up standing before Jesus and it'd be like, you don't have an excuse. What are you going to say? Well, they didn't tell me the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean...
Yeah.
You know,
if I've
got something totally wrong, please tell me.
Yeah, if you get back to the admonition, you know, of the two gates, like I was saying when I started going through this, then, yeah, we are without excuse. We live in an age where if you're seeking, ask, seek, knock, you know, you have the narrow gate and the wide gate in Matthew 7, for example, and so...
If we ask, he is faithful.
If we seek him, he is faithful in all things.
He is, and his Holy Spirit will lead us.
Yep, but you have to ask yourself, you know, is who has the greater authority, Jesus Christ or Elder such and such? Jesus Christ or Father so and so?
Well, listen, I've had Father so-and-so tell me what to do enough times and also tell me off, so I know the answer to that one. You know, there, Jesus doesn't need a stand-in.
No.
Like I told Nancy Pelosi one time, you know what? Pope puts his pants on the same way as everybody else. Stop lying. I'm going to forgive you. So, no, we're all just merely human. So thank you. Thank you, Chris. I'll let you go. I'm sure others are probably trying to call in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Lynn. Much appreciated.
Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate your audience and everybody who does call in. Bless your heart.
As do I.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
takes a lot less time.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour, back to the phones. Bob in Montana, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Chris.
Thanks for your patience, Bob.
Yeah, you're welcome. I very much appreciate you doing this series that you did. My family, going back to my great-grandfather who came over on a boat with my grandfather, was 2 years old in the late 1800s. They came over because of the Mormon Church, and all of my family pretty much are all Mormons, and my folks, fortunately, I believe was a blessing, never took me to church that often, so I wasn't as indoctrinated as a lot of people are. And when I read Gary Kaw's book on the Masons and Mormons in... Then I started digging into it deeper, because I always thought, you know, that they were Christians. And then I understand that it's really not a Christian religion. And I actually believe that in Genesis, if you just, you know, where the serpent tells them they can become gods, and and they believe pretty much that they're going to become a god and have their own planet and stuff, that they're listening to the serpent, they're not listening to God. And I brought this up with a friend of mine who's a Mormon, and he thinks it's a good thing that they disobeyed God, which I find, you know, almost, it's hard to you know, to deal with somebody like that. But
yeah, a good thing, what?
Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
And I actually asked him a while back, when the trumpet fell off of the temple, couldn't he see that as a sign? And then I've also sent a number of videos, which I think he watched most of them, and I don't see how he couldn't understand that Mormonism really is like a Masonic religion. But
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We're headed into the break between the hours. If you want to stick around, feel free, Bob.
Well, I said most of what I was going to say. I do miss William and John's calls. And,
amen.
Yeah. And thanks
Me too.
Again. Thanks again, Chris.
Thank you, Bob. Much appreciated.
God bless you, Chris.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's the Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.